Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Ozzy joins us on the CDW hotline. CDW, making IT solutions work for you. Orchestration by CDW. CDW, people who get it. Good morning, Ozzy. How you doing?
All right, guys. What's going on?
How surprised were you about the reports of Wellington Castillo is going to get an 80-game suspension? I guess more importantly, how does that impact a young pitching staff?
Well, I was very surprised. When you take anything, you better hit 50 home runs and drive 140 runs and hit 390. You know what I mean? This kid is just, you know what I mean, that's a shock when that happened. You don't expect anything out, you know, Cano down out him. It's just something you, Major League Baseball, had to do, definitely had to do something about it. There's no doubt about it. He had to do that.
And with a catcher, you know, the catching position for the White Sox in particular, Ozzy, there's not a lot of there. I mean, some of the young guys have been hurt, but it's not like they have one or two guys that you're trying to figure out, are they going to be part of the core? Are they going to be stars when this team's ready to contend, if and when they hope to be a contending team? And they went out and got Wellington Castillo and signed him to a two-year deal to not only produce on the field, and he's been doing that to this point, but also to be a mentor and to help develop that young pitching staff. And so, you know, who's up next, and how does that, if you bring a guy like Kopech up, or you got Lopez up here already, or Giolito, how important is it to have a guy behind the plate who can get the best out of those pitchers?
Wow, you know what I mean? I think the marketing was pretty low. If you got to give this kid, you know what I mean, a contract like the way they did, you know, obviously when you spend that money with him, the years with him, I think they count with you to help a young pitching staff to get better. But right now, you know what I mean, it's just going to be hard because it's not easy to find a catcher to guide you where you want to be, especially with a young talent on the mound. And it's a shame. That's the first time, I think, I believe that happened to the White Sox in a little while. I never remember anything happened to it. It's a shame when you put a team on the size and you're a selfish guy and you want to do good to yourself doing that. Notice, you know, it's a funny thing because players know Major League Baseball go after that very hard. And when you get caught like that, like nothing happened, you just take, you know what I mean, you think, they're not for real, and they make it, you know, I mean, they make fun of the circumstance. Well, believe now, players have to believe now they're really, really into it, and it's a shame, embarrassing, sad, any you call it, day in and day out.
Ozzy, when you know, that's kind of a boogeyman position for the White Sox, the catcher spot. I mean, AJ was there forever, and in part because there was nobody coming up, and you go out and you get a guy like this, and now you're back to the same kind of crew you had last year, I guess. Although I believe Kevin Smith was on the DL down in the minors. I don't know how serious that ankle injury is, but Omar Navarez and Kevin Smith now seem to be the guys you'll be relying on, and obviously they drafted Zach Collins. There's still a question of whether he is more hitter than catcher, and Sebi Zavala is another guy with the same type of thing where he's considered more a hitter than a good catcher. But other than that, there's just kind of a lot of guys that that might be decent defensively, but wouldn't be able to hit their weight. And do you look at that position and say it's one of the harder ones to fill in Major League Baseball?
There's no doubt about it. I remember Johnny Bench told me, look at the catchers, can catch a little bit, and they can hit. That thing is always being the pain of race. And I never put attention to it, to Johnny Bench told me that back in Florida. And it's kind of, you know, I mean, 90% is right. I mean, all the good teams, they got a good catcher behind the plate. Besides that, they can hit a little bit. But right now, the way baseball is going right now, I think catching is very important. You got to, you know, try to hit the way out. But I think, to me, catching is one of the, you know, I mean, a lot of teams, every time start with the pitchers. But if your catcher is, you do the right thing, call the right games, worry about you, what's behind the plate, don't worry about you hitting, obviously help. You know, I mean, you can remember, you know, Maddon, he got his own catcher because they get along very well. I think few pitchers like to throw to one guy, and that's what it's all about. It. You know, I mean, I think you remember. I don't know, you guys remember Ron Karkovic?
Yeah, sure.
Karkovic can hit to save his own life.
Yeah.
But he was catching every day because our pitchers love to throw to him. And I remember they tried to move Carlton Fisk all over the place just because of that. And that showed you guys how important be behind the plate with the guy who can call the game is for any team.
Ozzie, I'm trying to remember as a manager if you were a fan of laying down a bunt. But last night, first and third, nobody out, Baez up. And Joe said, well, if you put the bunt down the first base line, it's an easy run and the inning's, you know, off and running. But the problem was Andrew Miller said that he knew from Joe's days in Tampa that was almost automatic that Joe was going to have Baez bunt there. So he was ready for it. He got the play at the plate. But is that, if you make that decision as a manager, and again, the players have to execute, and Russell struck out after that, and Hayward had the weak grounder and the inning's over, but you had opportunities to still do something in that inning. But if you're driving home as a manager, is that one keeping you up at night, that decision at that point in the game?
Oh, my God, that kill you. You know what I mean? Every time you go through a squeeze zone, safety squeeze zone, Joe loved safety squeeze. I remember he beat me once in a safety squeeze in the second inning.
Wow.
And that I think it's David Price was pitching with Tampa Bay. But who was the hitter? Rodriguez. He can hit to save his life. I have kind of like, oh, if I do this, I can dead. And it's one of the play is hard to defend when you are safety squeeze. And I have first and third. The thing is, that's what I say, guys. I keep saying people not believe in bunt, but they're still bunting. See, I mean, you take batting practice, and I say, why you not believe in bunt? Why you bunting batting practice? Why you bunt doing this? Why you have bunt situations defensively? And, you know, Bice is a bad, you know, the power hitter is a bad hitter right now. He is. Obviously, he put a play on because a lot of people don't expect to be on it, and that's the type of game Joe like to do. When you don't spend something from him, that's what he's doing. And you know, we're like, okay, I got to make this thing happen. It's done to work. It's good, but it doesn't work. I'm genius. And he's the type of guy he's always going to gambling. He's going to go, you know, they got to have the right players to do that. And, you know what I mean? Obviously, when Miller say he knows how to do it, oh, wow. Not in that situation, especially with Baez hitting. And I think that's the reason Joe did it, because nobody had the expecting Baez to put a safety squeeze on.
You know, Ozzie, I know you've talked about PED suspensions before. You got a solution, which would be to vacate the contract if someone tests positive. Does that mean anyone testing positive for anything? Supposedly this is not a steroid. It's another one of these masking agents. They haven't announced exactly what it is, but I saw they said that it's not a steroid. So, you know, and Robinson Cano was not a steroid either, but it was something used to kind of, it was basically
a diuretic
that would try to get one out of your system. And that's why it's banned. Is that what you're saying? Any banned substance,
anything's on the list.
Okay.
The list is very strict list. You want to take any aspirin, and if that aspirin's on the list, you have the right, and you have the situation, you can call them, hey, I will take this. This is good enough on what it is to would help me or something. That's legal. The Major League Baseball, he will tell you, no, take that, but you can take this, it's going to help you. And that's the reason I kind of like, you know, if you know how the information like it was in the past, I can get it. You know, I can get it because, we know how the information, we got naive about it, or we don't know anything, it was good enough. But now they have the information. Major League Baseball put the information there for player association, for baseball players. They know. They exactly know what they should use, how they're going to use it, and when. That's not an excuse. I want to find out what excuse you're going to take. You're going to give me today. There we go again. 3, 2, 1. Give me a good excuse. Give me a good one, because I already hear enough of that excuse. Like, I don't know what I was taking. They give it to me. How about any of those doctors put your poison? I shoot you and die and kill you. That's the thing. I mean, if you don't know what you're going to put in your body, I'm not going to bite that. They can say another thing. They can say whatever they want. I did it because I need help. I need it because I want to help my team. I put it on because I want to play a little longer. Because I hear 3,000 excuses in less than 2 years why we did it. Hey, you did it because you did it. That's it. And just take it like a man and move forward. And like I said before, Major League Baseball is not playing with this. Now it's going to get worse. Believe me, or it's going to get worse. Or say, you know what, guys? We're spending too much money here. We're spending this. I said, you want to use it? Here, go ahead, use it. Because they're spending money. Like Castillo just said, what, $50 million, 3 years contract? You know, how long going to take? A couple thousand dollars and go back and play? You know, I mean, that's kind of hard to still believe. They don't know what they don't know what that was putting on their body. That's you know, I mean, that's a no-no.
Ozzie, should the Cubs trade for Manny Machado, even if you don't get him long term and you're giving away some players you control?
No, you know, put it this way: if I got to take Manny Machado got to sign back with my team. Right. I'm not going to use him just. Rent a car for one day, you know, for 2-3 months. If you agree you want to sign with our ball club in the future, yes, I will in a heartbeat. But yeah. I'm not going to lose my players just for a couple months. Lose kind of, you know, you're going to lose a pretty chunk of player when you're going to trade Manny. But I know I'm not doing it. At least you're going to give me a couple of years deal with him.
Fair enough. Thank you, Ozzie. We appreciate it.
Thanks, Ozzie.
Right,
take
guys.
Care.
Hey, number 13 is available in the White Sox.
Take care. Right, have a good weekend.
That's Ozzie Guillen. Always a joy.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.